And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show with, along with Robert. How are you, Robert?
Thank you, Sherry. I'm doing great.
And we're here with the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. And we have some awesome guests today. Our guests include Compass Recovery Center, Touchmark at the Ranch, and Mr. Jim. We have a little surprise for you later on. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our very first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. Good
afternoon. Local here in Prescott, Arizona, and I
am in personal recovery, and I went to school and got my bachelor's and my master's because I really wanted to give back to the community and I wanted to help others with addictions. And so we're a small family-owned operation. It's my husband, my brother-in-law, and I, and we are have Prescott dear in our heart, and we wanted to do things the right way. You know, for a few years it wasn't great here in Prescott with some of the recovery communities, and we have set out to change that and to make it an ethical operation and help those that really need it.
That is wonderful news. I'm always inspired when I hear folks that are living their dream and wanting to give back. And that sounds awesome. That's what you're in line to do right now.
Absolutely. I'm very passionate about that because, you know, addiction took over my life and I didn't know what to do. And then once I got into recovery, I knew immediately I needed to be of service and to help others. And so that's what I'm doing. And it's amazing.
Well, that congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about Compass Recovery Center.
Sure. So we're a small IOP facility here in Prescott. And what's different about our facility is that people don't have to live in a sober living home to come to us. They can keep their job, they can keep staying at home, and it's a true IOP center where they can come in to get the counseling and the services that they need. We treat all addictions, including gambling addiction, so we're the only one in Prescott that treats gambling addiction.
Okay.
And which is, you know, becoming a problem, especially with our local casinos and with some of our...
Because there's so many of them popping up everywhere.
Everywhere in Arizona. And we can individualize a treatment plan. They can come just do individuals with us if they just want a counselor or if they want to do some groups. So we cater to each client as they walk through the door. And being a small family-owned facility, we can do that. So we can make sure that everyone gets the right treatment.
Do you get a lot of referrals? Or, you know, it seems to me that when people are in need, they don't necessarily know where to go or how to ask for help. So do you work with referrals too, or how does that work?
We do. We work with some referrals as far as like residential treatment centers, and then they come to us for aftercare. We work with some doctors, some lawyers if someone gets into trouble with their addiction, and so we can hopefully help them keep out of prison or jail by coming and doing some counseling. And then it's just kind of word of mouth, you know, in our local community. We're pretty well known in the community for being an ethical place, and so people just hear about us, and then we'll send families. And even if someone comes to me and I can't place them and I can't help them, I will stay with them until I get them to the facility that will fit their needs.
And that's a referral service right there.
Absolutely, 100%. We do free consultations, free assessments. If someone's struggling with any mental health, whether it's addiction or not, and they call us, we're going to help them, we're going to assess them, and then we're going to give them a plan, like maybe this other place would be better for you, or maybe just an individual therapist would be best for you, and we work with that client until we can get them placed.
Now, Maureen, I know you mentioned that you handle all addictions, but what about ages?
18 and up.
18 and up,
yep,
okay.
So we don't handle adolescents, so 18 and over. And right now our client base is anywhere from 20 to 58, 59, so all ages.
Is it individual and group?
Yes.
How does that look?
So we have groups 5 days a week, mm-hmm. and someone can go to one group or five groups, and then we also have just individual sessions where it's one-on-one with a counselor, and those are 1 to 3 times a week depending on what someone needs. We also have a psychiatrist that's our medical director, and so anyone who needs any sort of psychiatric needs or medication management, we can handle that as well.
Wonderful. And this is a question I don't know. Do insurances cover this sort of services?
Yes. So most insurances will cover counseling sessions, depending on their plan. And we'll check that for someone. You know, it's no charge to check their benefits. But any insurance, commercial insurance, we don't currently take Medicaid or Medicare, but we can take any most commercial insurances.
Wonderful. That was something I wasn't sure, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, and then we also have a sliding fee scale. So somebody who doesn't have insurance and can't afford, you know, a full session, will work with each individual person.
And again, you'd be able to refer that person to someone that can possibly help them with the financing.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
There are a lot of services around here, but this one sounds very special and unique and also home-based. You're in family-owned.
Yes, and we live here. My husband and his brother are fifth generation from Arizona.
Wow.
And so, you know, this is where we want to be. And, you know, so we're going to raise our kids here. We're going to stay here and help the community.
That's great. So tell us a little bit more about the center and anything that our listeners may want to know or may be of interest.
Sure. So all of our clients that come into our center, and they either work in the community or do community service. We're very community service based. We find something for them to do to give back to the community. And we have a good neighbor policy. We have a couple houses in the community. We make sure that our neighbors know that we are a sober living facility. We adhere to all the new city Prescott ordinances. I sit on the mayor's commission for addiction prevention and recovery because I'm very passionate about doing this the right way. And so we really pride ourselves on not only helping our clients, but encouraging our clients to help the community and give back. So anytime there's a volunteer opportunity, we help with the SNAP program. We help with some of the cleanups in the area. Our clients will go and help at some of the thrift shops and you know, do volunteer work and really give back and get back on their feet.
Well, the Chamber has a lot of opportunities if you're looking for places for volunteers.
Excellent.
We have a lot of opportunity for that, so we would certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
we find that.
Yeah, we've had a lot of, you know, all of our events are run by volunteers, so it's the best. It's given back to the community.
Yeah, we would love that. Definitely. Perfect. Give me some information.
And the visitor center itself is run by volunteers also. I'm the only paid one down there. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I have lots of kids, too.
Yeah. So what are, like, do you run on specific hours, or how does that work? Are you, like, a 9 to 5 or when
So our
needed?
Office is 9 to 4, okay. Monday through Friday.
Okay.
At our houses that we have in the community, those are, of course, 24 hours. They live there, and we have staff that live there 24 hours a day. But our main office is 9 to 4, 8 to 4, depending on which day.
Wonderful. And how many folks are you serving in the area, just roughly?
About 15 to 18, so we're super small.
Right.
So, and we have our client-to-staff ratio. Like, there's probably one staff member for each 2 to 3 clients. So we have a really low, you know, staff-to-client ratio, and so we can really give that individualized attention.
Well, yeah, that actually sounds ideal, other mm-hmm. than being in a big group, you know, and getting kind of lost.
Yeah.
When you're looking for help.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, it takes a lot for someone to walk through the doors and admit that they need some help. And so to create a safe environment for them to receive that help was my number one goal. And we have the same staff that we opened up with almost 4 years ago. So it's a pretty stable environment for our clients walking through the door.
It sounds like you have a lot of opportunities to give back to the community. Do you have any needs from the community? How can we help you? With your mission?
You know, I think it's just being open-minded. You know, the folks that come in and come for services are really hurting. And the stigma of addiction is something that they battle, you know, when they go out and seek a job. Or so for any of the employers out there, be open. They're really wonderful, wonderful people just coming back from an addiction and a disease. And so just to be open-minded, that's what I would ask of the community. And
that, yeah, I can. I mean, I feel like I think all of us can identify someone, whether it's a loved one or a friend, who has had some situations. And so I appreciate what you bring to our community.
Thank you.
And what you're doing for the community. If folks want to get a hold of you, how would they do so?
So they can go to our website, CompassRecoveryCenters.com, or call us at 800-216-1840.
Wonderful. Well, Maureen, it's been great having you on our show.
Thank you so much.
And we'll look you up for some volunteers. Help.
Absolutely.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reprographics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reprographics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and we have a good old friend here with us in the studio this afternoon, and Robert, you get to introduce him.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Neil Sneller from Touchmark at the...
on the show. Thanks for having me, Robert and Sherry.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's so nice to have you back. Neil with the Chamber for many years.
Yeah.
We miss him dearly.
I miss you guys. You're talking about the volunteers and all the great work that they do. I still see some of the volunteers around and, of course, just miss being downtown.
Yeah.
Well, Touchmark is... it's nice for them to have you, that's
yes,
for sure.
They are blessed to have you, and wow, I mean, you might be missing downtown, but you got quite the view there, Neil. Oh, my goodness.
We do. For those of you that have not visited, Touchmark is, of course, Prescott's newest landmark, really. Mm-hmm. You go up the hill and right across the street from Trader Joe's, and the Prescott Resort seems small, if you can imagine that, and you can see 180 degrees plus of all of Prescott and the beautiful mountains. And, of course, all the weather that's been rolling in lately.
We've had the honor of handling the ribbon cuttings, and I was just in the restaurant, the Finn, just last Friday. And so tell us a little bit more what's going on. There's been lots of changes, a lot of phases in this project.
There is. It is a big multi-phase project. So first of all, for anyone listening who doesn't know what Touchmark is, we are an active adult senior living community, one of the newest communities in town. And so we offer the continuum of services, meaning we have independent living, we have single-family homes, 42 single-family homes, only have a couple of those left, so Sherry, get your reservation
okay,
in now.
Okay, I'm in.
Checkbook could be fine.
Yeah, we're not old enough.
55 and over.
Oh, I'm out.
And then in the big building that everyone sees from the road, that's called our Grand Lodge, and that's going to be opening and moving folks in first part of November.
Wow.
That's in a few weeks.
That is in a few weeks.
Oh, and I think some of our one of our volunteers is going to be.
Yes. I think two volunteers are actually.
Yeah, wow. I poached them over to Touchmark. So don't worry, Robert. They're going to keep volunteering at the Chamber.
All right.
Yeah.
That's good.
You can send them down on the Touchmark bus.
That's right. We'll drop them off, pick them up, and if they're late, it's our fault.
There you go.
Love it.
And so when the Grand Lodge opens, we're going to have independent living, and they're big, beautiful condo-style homes ranging in square foot from 700 square feet is a studio, all the way up to a couple penthouses, which are almost 2,000 square feet. So we have different price points and different sizes for all the folks out there.
Well, what I mean, and they're beautiful layouts, too. They're decored very nicely. I mean, it's top-notch.
It really is. So Touchmark has a long history. It's a company that's been around for 35 years. This is our only location in Arizona, but we have 12 other locations and are currently expanding into McKinney, Texas, outside of Dallas. And so there's a long history that the company draws upon. The founder of the company actually went to ASU for his master's and then came up to Prescott many, many years ago. And so this has always been a spot on his map. And then my boss, Tom Beal, came out here about 6-7 years ago. So it's been a long-term project to get where we're at today.
So the founder must have fallen in love with Prescott like everyone can when you come here.
Yes. There's something about Prescott, as you know. Once you experience it, you just don't want to ever leave. And hence the reason I've been here almost a decade.
Yep. So tell us a little bit more of any other phases or anything that we should be aware of.
So we're going to be opening the west wing of our building, which is assisted living, later in quarter one of 2019.
Okay.
And so we'll have assisted living services, and then we'll have early memory care support, as well as a full memory care, a whole nother phase that will happen in a year or so. So there's still phase two, which will add more independent living homes and then full memory care support as well. But we've just been very well received by the community, and we have over half of our homes have already been contracted.
And you have beautiful facilities. You have, if I recall, on the tour, the walking tour that we went on, a gym. And just maybe you can share a little bit about all that.
Yes. So we have, of course, the Finn restaurant, which is open to the public, and that's housed within our clubhouse building, which is a standalone building that offers services that anyone can access. So the Finn is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and have a great menu and a great chef. And then downstairs, we have our health and fitness club. And that's available for folks 50 and over on a membership basis, also open to the public, beautiful indoor swimming pool, a hot tub, massage room, all sorts of state-of-the-art equipment, and plus lots of classes, from yoga to Tai Chi to stretching, you name it. So all things that are residents are included in their package, but then folks that are just living in the community that are looking for a spot to grab a bite or work out, we have that too.
I know I've been to the restaurant several times, and it's amazing. I've had a great experience each time.
Well, the views are just hard to top. It's amazing. You go up that hill, and you don't realize how much of a bird's eye view you get.
Now, you also do have transportation that helps transport folks around town, too.
Absolutely. We are a full-service retirement community, so that means when someone moves in their home, they have a full washer and dryer, full set of appliances, and then they don't need to worry about paying utility bills or maintenance. We take care of all of that, and then we do have transportation services throughout the Quad Cities, and then a life enrichment director that manages all the events and activities. So I see people when they move in, their social calendar all of a sudden becomes very full, which is fun to watch.
Yeah, that sounds like it sounds like a great place to know that your loved one's there and that they're getting engaged and involved, because that really helps the quality of life.
It really does, and so much has changed within this industry in the last 15 years or so, where people are living longer and they're expecting a different experience as they grow older. And because people are more healthy and more aware of things that they can do to be more healthy when they're in their 70s and 80s, there's just a whole nother chapter, and it's an exciting adventure for people that can make a move to a resort style like Touchmark and have everything taken care of.
Can they have pets?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep.
I'm thinking about my Bella and, you know,
yes.
When I move there.
That's
what,
right.
You know.
Well, they're part of the family.
Yeah.
They are part of the family. We have a dog park as well. So,
oh, nice.
I did not know that.
Yep. It's near our Central Park area, behind our outdoor amphitheater, where we have all sorts of events and activities. And how can I forget mentioning pickleball? We have two pickleball courts.
Wait, really?
And hiking classes. I've noticed the hiking.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah, we have hiking groups that go out. We have just really some seasoned hiking leaders that go throughout the community. And folks are just so active. It's just amazing how active people are. And I'm looking at these folks and seeing their schedule, and I get tired even looking at it.
Exactly. Now, have they set up that zip line down to Walmart yet?
Not quite. We're still working through the city licensing process.
Yeah, that ought to be.
I know that whenever I go there, people talk about that. We just need to, you know, for shopping or
right.
across the street.
To the mall. Trader Joe's. Yeah, Trader Joe's. Yeah. There you go.
Sprout. You know,
we really are at the pinnacle of Prescott.
Yeah. It's exciting. And you have a little bit of some neighbors coming in. Gripstone
yes.
did their ribbon cutting recently. And
oh, that is a beautiful spot.
It is.
What struck me is we've had a corporate event there, and just to see all the different ages interact from teenagers on up, and that's just fun to see a community spot like Gripstone. And there's a lot happening on that side of town, of course, with the new condominiums being built right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed they're clearing the land.
Yeah, we helped them with their groundbreaking. It was fun, and they invited all of you. I recall seeing you there as well. And, I mean, what a beautiful community, Touchmark at the Ranch. And I'm very impressed with the project. And Touchmark is so community-minded, too.
They really are. We're a privately held company, so our founder, Warner, still owns the company, and his family helps run it. And so just having that mindset that if you do right by the market's going to do right by you. And so we try to get involved wherever we can. Obviously, me working with the chamber and being involved in the community, it helps to kind of know who to talk to on where we can be of best service.
Do you ever get your residents excited about the possibility of volunteerism outside of the community?
Yes. Well, so many of them already volunteer, but yeah. I know Robert's probably looking for more volunteers. But we've talked about having like a volunteer fair, especially now that we're growing and we're getting more residents. There's a critical mass of folks that some of them are new to the area and don't know where to get plugged in, and so that would be something to be fun project to work on together.
And some of our volunteers who are moving into Touchmark at the Ranch, they're already seasoned, so there you go.
They know all the information.
Yep.
You may have mentioned this, but how many folks can you have up there on that hill?
So we have 42 independent single-family homes, of which we only have 5 left, and then we have 90 completely independent condo-style homes, and then about 50 assisted living homes, and then 5 guest suites. So folks that have family in town can actually stay on the floor and visit family, or people that are looking at Touchmark can come stay with us to get that full experience. So we'll grow anywhere between 300 to 400 residents, roughly, in this current stage. And then in phase 2, we'll add more capacity down the road.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that large.
It's 550,000 square feet.
Wow, that's
and
great.
So the underneath the building is a parking structure, and where we have housekeeping services, it's like a giant hotel. And then all the common areas, there's almost 100,000 square feet of common areas within our community. So there's just lots of places to sit and watch a view, or grab a bite at Charlie's Cafe, or go to our formal dining area with the Sterling Room Dining. But I do want to mention that we are hiring.
There you go.
A couple key positions. So if you're listening and you are interested in joining the Touchmark team, you can visit touchmarkprescott.com. We're looking for registered nurses, LPNs, anything to do with dining services, some managers and supervisors there. Our maintenance team is looking for folks to help them, and our kitchen is also looking for folks, and front desk, if you can answer the phone with a smile, we'd love to have you join our team.
That sounds great. So where can it go again for
TouchmarkPrescott.com.
Excellent.
So we currently have a team of about 44 people, and we'll grow over the years to about 150 people.
Wonderful. And right now, how many do you think you have available?
There's probably about a dozen positions that we're hiring for right now.
Wonderful.
So as we gear up to open our Grand Lodge building in November, there's all sorts of support positions. And if folks really have a heart for getting to know folks and coming to someone's house every day and having that mindset, this is the right company for you.
Well, Neil, on behalf of the Chamber, we appreciate everything that you've done for us, and also what Touchmark has done for the Chamber and the community at large. It's a very wonderful company. They've done a lot. They've been sponsors. I see them all around town, really supporting the community, and that's just awesome.
Well, thank you, Sherry. You guys are doing the hard work of promoting Prescott, and there's just so many positive things happening right now, and Touchmark is just one of the many positive stories happening here in the city, and the airport obviously being a really exciting development, and our companies already utilize that as we have a lot of folks that travel in and out of Prescott on a pretty regular basis.
Yeah, the airport is doing very well right now, too, so we're very excited about that.
It's a great time to be a Prescottonian, that's for sure.
It is, it is. So if our listeners want to get a hold of you, what's that number, contact?
They can go to our website, touchmarkprescott.com, and that's going to have all the information. You always can drive up the hill, and again, the Finn is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, at 11 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. So if you haven't been up the hill, just drive up and take a look at the views, if nothing else.
Well, we appreciate you being on the show today. And I'm going to see you tomorrow morning at the Business Awards event.
Yeah.
You're sponsoring one of the awards.
Yes, I believe the Arts and Culture Awards. So I'm curious to know who won.
Yes.
And I'll find out tomorrow, I'm sure.
Yes.
And what a great event to have a breakfast. And it sounds like there's going to be several hundred people there representing the business community.
Absolutely. Well, we thank you for your support. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
We're KQNA.
Thanks for joining KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. Signs, everywhere signs in Prescott, and there could be changes underway.
Prescott City officials say as a result of a Supreme Court decision, City Council has adopted these regulations to ensure the Land Development Code conformed to constitutional protections of free speech. Council has raised concerns over size restrictions of individual temporary signs and permits, as well as sizes for temporary commercial signs. Options include keeping the current regulations in place, allowing larger temporary signs, or requiring a permit and fee for certain types of temporary signs, such as banners over a certain size. The Prescott Planning and Zoning Commission will discuss what direction to give Council during its meeting, which starts at 9 tomorrow morning at City Hall, located on South Cortez Street. I'm Link Elliott reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes are seeking their first win and their first score of the new season as they complete their home-and-home series in Anaheim against the Ducks. You can tune in live tonight at 7 p.m. on KQNA-FM. Mostly sunny, breezy, and cool today with a 20% chance for brief isolated showers tonight, 50% Thursday. Chilling tonight to near 44 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. Highs tomorrow near 61, up to a mostly sunny 65 with a 20% chance of more rain Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, down to near 48 after bedtime with the same chance for overnight rain, warming to near 68 tomorrow with a 50% chance for showers, up to a mostly sunny 73 Friday and Saturday with a 20% chance for more rain. This news and weather, a service of Affinity RV. Stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQNA.
Hey everybody, this is David Goldstein, owner of Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. If you're like me, you moved here for peace of mind. As an independent agent, I work with great companies like Safeco, a Liberty Mutual company, to make sure you're getting the best coverage at the best price. So call me, David Goldstein, at Sherrick Insurance, custom protection for your peace of mind. 928-567-0335. Sherrick Insurance in Cottonwood. Call me, 928-567-0335.
Fast Play from the Arizona Lottery brings lightning-fast wins in an instant. But our two newest games are so fast, they're sizzling. Youch! Like hot numbers with a top prize of $50,000 and $20 on the spot that's loaded with $20 cash prizes. Heat things up at a retailer near you today. Fast Play. Fast to play, easy to win. Hey, do I smell burning? My beard! Wee-ow! Oh, my goodness!
Our police, they put their lives on the line to keep our community safe. Yet Kyrsten Sinema voted against protecting our police, opposing a bill to increase penalties for criminals who violently assault a police officer. They protect us, but Sinema didn't vote to protect them. Sinema also voted against increasing penalties for gang members and violent criminals involved in drive-by shootings. And Sinema defends sanctuary cities that stop local police from working with federal law enforcement to deport criminal illegal immigrants. These sanctuary cities let thugs go rather than help kick them out of the country, protecting criminal illegal immigrants instead of deporting them. Kyrsten Sinema handcuffs our police and puts their lives in danger. It's radical and it's wrong. Reject Kyrsten Sinema. Imagine the damage she'd do in the U.S. Senate. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town and on KQ&A. And Robert, it's time for our surprise.
Thank you, Sherry. We do have quite a surprise this afternoon for you all out there. We have Mr. Jim here, James Schattauer, and he has a little surprise for you all before he goes in to talk about his business.
Here we go.
Here comes the ice cream man coming down the street. Here comes the ice cream man, he's ringing out a treat. I'm gonna get some ice cream and a snow cone color blue. Here comes the ice cream man, won't you come with me too? I'll take some chocolate and pistachio. So make it two dips on a sugar cone. I'll take a napkin for my mustachio, two twisters for my sister and my brother Joe. Here comes the ice cream man coming down the street. Here comes the ice cream man, he's ringing out a treat. I'm gonna get some ice cream and a snow cone colored blue. Here comes the ice cream man, won't you come with me too? Now my mom, she gave me some quarters. Dad gave me some dimes. Mom says she wants lemon. Dad says he wants lime. The truck is at the corner
I hope he doesn't leave. I hope he hears me yelling, "Hey, mister, wait for me!" Here comes the ice cream man coming down the street. Here comes the ice cream man, he's ringing out a treat. I'm gonna get some ice cream and a snow cone color blue. Here comes the ice cream man, won't you come with me too? Ice cream man coming down the street. Here comes the ice cream man, he's ringing out a treat. I'm gonna get some ice cream and a snow cone color blue. Here comes the ice cream man, won't you come with me too? Yeah, won't you come with me too? Yeah, won't you come with me too? Yum, yum. I love that chocolate chip.
Me too. Yay. That was great.
Thank you, Mr. Jim. That was Mr. Jim, everyone. Wasn't that cool?
That was our big surprise, and we might even have a few more.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, for over 30 years.
Besides singing and that whole band that's coming out of your mouth was unbelievable.
I've been working on that trumpet, and
that
I do give
wonderful.
Lessons. Yes, I do give lessons. For over three decades, I've been sitting on the floor or in auditoriums with children and young families, from libraries to the county fair, birthday parties, church, special music at churches. I specialize in children's sermons and with a little musical additive. I've been singing to young kids and families for 34 years now.
Well, it is amazing. You know how to liven up a room.
I love to go into a room where people have gathered, but there needs to be a connection.
Absolutely.
Something to gather around. You know, you have a fireplace because you can gather around it. And this guitar kind of becomes the fireplace for these family gatherings or at the school or the preschools. We can come together, warm up a little bit with some music.
And I know that recently we had one of our networking events where we had all the teachers and everyone, and you performed for them as well.
That was a true opportunity to get to know people. I mean, I'm new in town. I mean, I got here April 22nd, and so just a few months. And, you know, I need to meet people, and the chamber has been a doorway for me, and I'm so grateful.
Well, we're glad to have you as a partner and as a member, and we're glad that you're in the community. As you know, I think you moved here from
Northern California.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But by way of Minnesota.
Yeah. And we had a connection because I was from Michigan, and that's not too far. So.
Oh, beautiful state.
Yeah. But it's beautiful here. Prescott is home.
Yes. As soon as we saw the pines, I mean, I have to admit that I had a desert image in my mind for all of Arizona. And boy, was I wrong. When we saw the ponderosa pines of Prescott, we fell in love. And angels guided us here. Literally, it went so smoothly.
That is wonderful. So you play music. People can hire you for services and may have connectivities. Tell us
yes.
a little bit about that.
Well, a bulk of my living has been made by being a preschool music specialist, where I've gone into dozens of preschools and given hundreds of half-hour programs for the little ones. And then that led to those little ones going into elementary school, and they wanted Mr. Jim to come along. So I've sung to lots of kids in assemblies and gatherings at celebrations for schools. And then the word gets out, you know, wherever kids are, like I said, the libraries and the county fairs and the town square celebrations. I was so excited. I called up the Kiwanis Club when they said they had the kiddie parade. The 77th annual.
Oh,
I was
yes.
so impressed. And I said, could I sing to the kids? And Gerald, who was the president, said yes. And they put me on stage, and that was kind of my baptism to Prescott.
Oh, man, and I love that little parade. It's right outside of the chamber. We always go out and watch it, and it's fun.
Than cute.
Oh,
yeah.
It is cute. Well, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you, and then I think you have another surprise for us, don't
sure.
you?
Sure, sure, another song, and they can get a hold of me at jamesschatower.com. Schatower is a tough word, but let's give it to you. Schatower.com. Or they can call me at 651-402-1288. And if you forget all of that, go to YouTube and just type in Mr. Jim, and you'll see me singing to kids everywhere in the country.
And we have your information at the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
That's right.
Visitor Center, too.
You bet.
Wonderful.
Go to the rack cards. They're brand new. Please, take them.
There you go. Well, what's our next song?
This is the basis of why I do this. It's one word that we all share, love. And I put it, you know, I asked my mom one day, you know, why are there so many love songs? And she said, Jimmy, someday you'll find out. And I have the children teach me about keeping love in the heart. This is a song that I wrote for them and their families, and it goes like this, a little rock and roll.
Maybe you can jump as high as a tree, and you're as fast as anybody can be. But just between you and me, there's nothing greater than love. Maybe you have the biggest house on the street, and you have two shiny shoes on your feet, but there is something that can't be beat. There's nothing greater than love. We're gonna spell it, we're gonna yell it. So give me an L.
L.
Give me an O. Give me a V. Give me an E. What does that spell?
Love.
There's nothing greater than love. Let's try that again. You're warming up. Give me an L.
L.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a V.
V.
Give me an E.
E.
What does that spell?
Love.
There's nothing greater than love.
Now see if you can guess the word. Maybe you're smarter than the average
bear.
And you have all kinds of clothes you can
wear.
But what matters most is what we can
share.
There's nothing greater than love. Maybe you can make a great pizza pie. Maybe you can make a plane that can fly. But nothing ever rises above beautiful and wonderful love.
And I like it when I hear children sing, and all the joy the Chamber of Commerce can bring. So let's all get together and sing. There's nothing greater than love. Okay, everybody out there in Radio Land, give me an L.
L.
Give me an O.
O.
Give me a V.
V.
Give me an E.
E.
What does that spell?
Love.
I think you can tell. There's nothing greater than love.
Mr. Jim, everyone.
That was great.
Wonderful.
And Robert, we know how to spell love.
I guess we do.
We're pretty good there.
Thanks, guys.
Well, yeah. Thank you. And thank you for moving to our community and sharing your talents with us.
You're welcome.
We greatly appreciate it. And if you want to give out your contact information one last time, we got just enough time for that.
Sure. JamesSchatower.com, or you can go to YouTube and just type in Mr. Jim, MisterJim, and then you can call me up right here in town, 651-402-1288.
Mr. Jim, we loved your surprise.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us today. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again. Clip Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you want a chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small-town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Recently, there have been reports about changing guidelines for how often most women should have a breast cancer screening. Is every year or every 2 years best? Yavapai Regional Medical Center recommends that you talk to your doctor, who can help guide you towards what's best for your own personal needs. Your doctor will help you consider your age, lifestyle, breast tissue density, and family medical history. From there, a personal screening program, including frequency and type of screening, can be determined. The Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley has the resources to fully support your screening needs, from 3D mammography to dedicated breast MRI to assistance with genetic testing. And the Patient Navigator is there to help make your experience as easy as possible. Talk to your doctor or call the Breast Care Center at 928-442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
Ready to rock a new look for your landscape? Hi, this is Sam, and our team at Prescott Dirt will help you design your rock oasis. We are proud to be an authorized pavestone dealer offering top quality landscaping products from pavers, rumble stone, and rumble wall. Shop our large selection of flagstone and palletized boulders so you don't get stuck between a rock and a hard place. Conveniently located in Prescott and Prescott Valley. Give Prescott Dirt a call at 636-5844 or online at PrescottDirt.com, and we will rock you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And wow, Robert, wasn't that fun?
That was a blast.
That was great.
I hope
stuff.
Everybody got to listen to Mr. Jim. We had a good time.
Yeah, we sure did. And we're the official Mr. Jim fan club now.
Yeah, we even have a sticker for our
shirt. Yeah, there you go. So, Robert, tell us what's coming up this weekend.
Oh, my gosh. There's a lot of stuff coming up this weekend, a lot of events in the Prescott area, as per usual. Remember to get on our website at www.prescott.org. Come by the Visitor Information Center right downtown. We have our fourth quarter calendar events in with everything on it that goes right through December. One major event this weekend is going to be the Big Sting, and it's a country thing, Country Music Festival at Watson Lake Park, and that goes through October 14th, and the schedule can be found at www.thebigsting.com. That's just one event, so many more. So please get on our website. And Sherry, I know we have lots of events coming up to support the chamber and our community.
Absolutely. One thing I want to highlight is we have on Wednesday, October 31st, we're going to have an open house. That's Halloween. It's going to be from 10 to 2 at our visitor center. We want people to come on out to the visitor center and check us out.
Yeah, see what we do at the chamber.
We have a lot going on, and there's going to be some treats, and everyone's welcome.
And that's Halloween, so you can come dressed if you like to.
Yeah, and then more importantly, some of you may be driving around by the plaza and noticing that the lights are going up.
Yeah.
We are in progress of getting that courthouse light ready for
being Arizona's Christmas city.
Yep. And it takes a lot of dough to do it.
It does.
A lot of community support.
All of the lights are put on by volunteerism, to be honest with you, to fund it. And one event that has been going on quite a few years, 15 years, is the Friends of the Jersey Lily. They put on the Courthouse Christmas Lighting Fundraising Kickoff Party, and they have a live auction and a silent auction on Thursday, November 1st from 5 to 8. That's Thursday, November 1st from 5 to 8. And this year we have a beautiful bronze that's by Bradford Williams, and it is the stockholders meeting, and it's a beautiful bronze with a horse and a cowboy and a dog, and it's I'm going to try to win that one, Robert.
It's a fun event.
But right now, on sale, you can buy bulbs that support the efforts of the courthouse lighting. Raffle tickets are available, $25 for one, $50 for three, $100 for seven, and $200 for 15. And all of these dollars, every one of them, go towards having the Christmas lights.
And they'll put your bulb right up in the bar, so
yep.
You can go up there and see your name up there in light, so
you
to
bet.
Speak.
You bet. And this honestly pays for the event. They raised over $40,000 last year, and it cost much, much more than that. So it's a really important event. It supports the community. And it lights up the eyes of all the babies and families and children in our community. So it's something to take a look at. That's November 1st.
A big shout out there to Jersey Lily Saloon and all their everybody
the
that supports that.
We really
yes.
appreciate that. And we want to thank everyone who was on our show today. It was an awesome day. We have our big awards event tomorrow. We're going to be giving out a lot of awards. So you'll be hearing a lot more about that on our next show. I want to thank you all for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll see you soon.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.